From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a proposal on North Korea. The United States submitted to the UN Security Council Thursday a draft resolution calling for new sanctions on North Korea for its recent nuclear test and long-range missile launch. Here is U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power.
The United States tabled a draft UN Security Council resolution that, if adopted, would break new ground and represent the strongest set of sanctions imposed by the Security Council in more than two decades.
Samantha Power. U.S. President Barack Obama met Thursday with his top security officials to discuss U.S. efforts to combat the Islamic State group. The meeting included senior officials from the White House, State Department, Intelligence Community, Defense Department, and Treasury Department. Mr. Obama briefed reporters.
The fight against ISIL will remain difficult, but we will continue to draw on all elements of our national power: military, intelligence, diplomacy, homeland security, law enforcement, and the strength of our communities. And I am confident that we will prevail.
The meetings were the latest in a series of updates on the U.S. campaign to counter the Islamic State group. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon made a stop in South Sudan Thursday to push the government and rebel forces to implement last year's peace accord.
The parties must know that responsibility does not end with the signing of an agreement. In many ways, it begins with the signing of agreement.
Mr. Ban's visit to Juba came as the two sides prepare to form a unity government. President Salva Kiir will remain in office while rebel chief Riek Machar will serve as first vice president. This is VOA News. Top intelligence officials are asking whether Russia is really committed to a peaceful solution in Syria. Director of National Intelligence James Clapper told lawmakers Thursday Russia may be considering putting more troops on the ground in Syria in order to bolster the regime of President Bashar al-Assad. Clapper spoke to the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. Intelligence officials, though, are saying they have not seen indications of any major uptick in Russian operations ahead of the midnight Saturday deadline for a cessation of hostilities in Syria. The European Union's migration commissioner warned Thursday the bloc's migration system risks a complete breakdown. Lisa Bryant has more.
Greece recalled its ambassador to Austria after Vienna hosted a meeting with Balkan states on Wednesday that Greek officials were not invited to. Those attending, including non-EU members, agreed to a series of unilateral restrictions to reduce the asylum seekers crossing their borders. But that leaves Greece, often the first point of entry, with a mounting migrant problem. Athens has threatened to block future EU migrant decisions if member states don't accept mandatory quotas. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
FBI Director James Comey told a congressional committee on Thursday the government's current dispute with Apple is the most difficult question he has seen in government.
The San Bernardino litigation is not about us trying to send a message or establish some precedent. It really isn't. It's about trying to be competent in investigating something that is an active investigation.
Officials want Apple to help them unlock an iPhone used by the shooters in last year's terrorist attack in San Bernardino, California. Apple has refused. Apple CEO Tim Cook told ABC News Wednesday he believes the government is demanding his company produce software that could undermine the security of hundreds of millions of its customers. He said doing so would also trample fundamental civil liberties. Apple filed a motion in court asking a federal magistrate to reverse her order that the company help the FBI hack into the phone. Businessman Donald Trump has taken center stage at a Republican debate in Texas. It's going on right now. Florida Senator Marco Rubio and Texas Senator Ted Cruz are trying to curb the electoral momentum of the front runner. Two other candidates, Ohio Governor John Kasich and former neurosurgeon Ben Carson, remain in the race and are on the debate stage. Somalia's president said Wednesday that between 180 and 200 Kenyan soldiers were killed when Islamist militants attacked an African Union base in southwestern Somalia last month. President Hassan Sheikh Mohamed made the disclosure in an interview on Somali TV, but a Kenyan Defense Forces spokesman quickly denied Mohamed's figures. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.